כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So this week and next week we will not be discussing Parshas Shavua, but rather Hilchos Tisha B'Av, specifically Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos V'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Nidche. So this week, this year, both Shavuos and Matzos and Tisha B'Av naturally always go together, and they both are Chal B'Shabbos, and they are both Nidche, postponed till Sunday, Echad B'Shabbos. So this week will be more the lomdis, the fundamentals, and next week more halacha lemaisa. So this week, in a way, is somewhat of an introduction to next year as well. The story of Tisha B'Av is told in Masechet Tanis Chof Tes Omed Aleph. But even before we learn the Mishnayos and Braises and Gemuras, let's start off with the earliest source, which is in Novi Zechariah, Perek Ches. Tzoyim HaRaviyi V'Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShviyi V'Tzoyim HaAsiri, referring to Shavuos HaBetames, Tzor HaBetayves, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedaliah. Tzoyim HaRaviyi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShviyi V'Tzoyim HaAsiri, Yiyu LeBeis Yehuda, LeSosen ULeSimchu, LeMoyadim Toivim, UEmes VaSholem Ahevu. So that is the basic source in Divrei HaNaviim, four fast days, all coming to remember Chorban Beis Mikdashenu V'Sefarteinu. Tanis Chof Tes Omed Aleph, B'Shviyah Ba'Av Nechnasu Oyvim Lahechal V'Ochlu V'Kilkelu. 7 days of Av, 2 days, they drank, they drunk, they drinked, they were Oyver Avera Znus. B'Tshiyah Ba'Av Lefnois Erev Etzitu Et Aur, they set the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichel, to torch, to fire, V'yodolik V'hoylech Kol HaYom Kulo, and the Beis HaMikdash was reduced to ashes, Asorah Ba'av. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be there, I would suggest that the day of mourning and fasting should be Asorah Ba'av, because that was the day in which the Beis HaMikdash actually was burnt and reduced to ashes. But the Chachamim decided, the Chachamim of that generation, B'yamei HaNaviim, Atchalte de Poranuta Adifa. The day should be the day in which they set the Beis HaMikdash on fire. So that's the basic story. Yesh La'ayin, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and it actually is Sora B'Av, Echad B'Shabbos is the day which we mourn and fast. Is that just like any other Nidche, which is a technical Nidche? Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. But it is unreasonable that a year goes by and we're not Mis'aval al Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Neither Shavuos HaBetames or Tisha B'Av, and that is why the Chachamim said, if you can't fast on Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos substitutes for Shabbos. Or maybe Tisha B'Av is different. And when we can't fast Tisha B'Av, we fast on Asira B'Av Mishum Shaboy B'Yom Nisaf Rubi Shalechal. The 10th day in Av into itself in its own merit should be a day of mourning and fasting. Rabbi Yochanan suggested that should be the Ikar day. So even though the Chachamim decided Tisha B'Av is the day, but if we can't fast on Tisha B'Av because it falls on Shabbos, then we fast on Asor HaB'Av, not instead of Tisha B'Av, but Asor HaB'Av into itself. That is the day. Nisraf Ruboy Shalechon. We find this Svora in many Achroinim. So in chronological order, Turi Yevin, then Lichsam Soifa, Turi Yevin Megillah Dafei. What do we have in Megillah Dafei? Purim Shechal B'Shabbos Magdim Enoisoi. Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos Ma'achrim. So the Gemara explains why Purim we make the Simcha earlier, Tisha B'Av we make the sadness the morning later. Akdume Puranuta Lo Mikadmi. When we're dealing with a day of festival of joy, of Simcha Samitzvah, them as early as possible, a day of tragedy and mourning as late as possible. ask the Tirovin, why don't Chazal give a far more push at the explanation? If we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, we fast on Asira B'Av, Mishum Shabo Nisraf Ruboy Shalechal. The Torah Evan answers, well, as the story is told, as we quoted before, B'Shvi B'Av, Nechnesu Oivem Lechal V'Ochlu V'Kilkalu, maybe that is also a reason to mourn and to fast. The Bezoin of Beis HaMikdash Ochlu V'Kilkalu, and therefore Chazal needed to decide an earlier or later. The reason later, not earlier, is Akduma Poranuta Lo Mikadmi. So we actually find in the Turiyev in Shoirish Hasvora, even though it's not his Maskona. Chubis Ksav Soifa Kuf Aleph Or HaChaim quotes similar Svora in the name of his great father, Ritzom Soifa. I won't share with you exactly what he says because it's a parpeles bederech pilpul, no nafka mine lahalocha. But the Etzem Svora, the possibility that Tisha B'Av Nidche is different than other Nidche because, you know, let's put it this way. If it would be possible, we should have been fasting 2 days. Tisha B'Av Mishum Shabo Hitzitu Et Ha'ur Asara B'Av Mishum Shabo Nisraf Rubi Shalechol. But it's impossible to fast 2 days. And Yerushalmi, there's a story about Avua de Reb Shmuel be Reb Yitzchok fasted 2 days, Yom Kippur, Sveike de Yoyme, and he died, and he perished the second day. And the poets can bring the Wur Chassidim v'Anshei Maisa, the Wur Chassidim v'Anshei Maisa, that actually fasted 2 days, on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. But that was not what Chachamim wanted us to do, obviously, because it might endanger our lives and put Jewish lives in jeopardy. So if you can't fast Tisha B'Av, we fast Asara B'Av, because Bo Nisraf Ruboy Shalecham. Soon in the continuation of today's shiur, we'll see some other achronim that say the same. The Ksav Sofer suggests that this is actually a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramot. Tov Kuf Nun Daled Sif Yutes. Machlokes, Tisha B'Av Shechani is B'Shabbos, is there a heter of Tashmish Amito and Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch says, no Avelis and Shabbos, zero. Not even Avelis Bitzino. The Ramo is Machmir. And the Ramo says, anything that is Bitzino, Avelis Bitzino is Noeg and Shabbos. What's the Machloike? Says the Ksav Sofer. If it's a technical Nidche, it is only because you can't fast on Shabbos, and therefore we fast on Sunday. Then it's Mestava Kishitas Aramo. But you could keep Avelis Detzina B'Shabbos. Why not? Avelis Detzina Noyeg B'Shabbos. But if we say, if not Tisha B'Av, then it's Asura B'Av in its own merit, then it's only Asura and not Tisha, even regarding Avelis Detzina. That's the Svor of the Ksav Sofer, and it makes a lot of sense. Hadvorim Mesiyash V'Malalev. And I say, maybe the Machabel Shitosa and Simet Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. There we find another Machloikis. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and it is pushed off to Sunday, Echod B'Shabbos, is there a din the week before Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av? The Machabel brings two different opinions. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. First opinion is there is no Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is Sunday, not Shabbos. Second opinion, there is Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. How do we explain this machlokes? Lechoda the same way. If we say Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, and Be'etzim there is no other, it's just a technicality. We can't fast and we can't mourn on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. It's a Isser Avelis. But there is no Isser Avelis Bitzina. And Shabbos is still Tisha B'Av, then it's reasonable to assume that the week before is Shavuot Shechal Tisha B'Av. But if Asara B'Av steps in instead of Tisha B'Av, Mishum Shabo Nisraf Rubi Shalechol, then Tisha B'Av this year is not relevant. It's not Tisha B'Av. This year it's Asara B'Av instead of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, there is no din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And if this is correct, then the Mechabel Shitosoi, because we have a well-known klal, a basic rule. When the Mechaber brings two different opinions, what is the ikar lehalocha? If the first opinion is stam, second opinion yesh oimrim, halocha keshita kamaisa. If both opinions are brought, yesh oimrim, halocha keshita batraisa, the second opinion. So in our case, the Shulchan Aruch writes, there is no Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, v'yesh oimrim that there is. So das ha-mechaber is, there is no Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, l'shitas ha-fin tov kufnun da'alen. Why is there no Yisrael Avelis B'Tzina? No Mitzvah Avelis B'Tzina? Because it's a soro and not Tisha. When you can't fast on Tisha, a soro B'Av steps in its own merit. And therefore, there is no din shavua shechal bo tisha b'av. But if this is correct, why doesn't the Mechaber and Tov Kuf Nun Dalet bring both opinions like he does in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph? This is a machloikis in Rishonim. So why does the Mechaber just bring with simplicity, there is no mitzvah aveles detzino in Shabbos shechal bo tisha b'av muter betash mishamito? Why doesn't he bring the dissenting opinion? So one would say, what's the difference? There is a huge difference, and I'll explain why. If we would assume that whenever the Mechaber brings two opinions, it's a suffix, and the reason he brings them both is because he didn't decide which is Ikar Lahalocha, then we will understand why he brings both opinions. But if we do have a fixed set of rules, even when he brings two opinions, when is the Halocha Keshita Rashoina, when is the Halocha Keshita Shnia, then we must understand why does he bring two opinions. Almost in every Sif in Shechan Aruch, there is a Machloikis, and the Bisesa brings all the opinions. Sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four, and sometimes more. But the Shulchan Aruch decides which ones are halacha lemaisa, and that's it. So why in many cases does he bring two opinions if we have a rule, im halacha keshita rishoina keshita shnia? Yad Malachi explains, whenever the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, he means, even though ikar halacha, one of the two, but the other opinion also has room in halacha. So if the opinion that is not accepted halacha lemaisa is a chumra, that means hamachmir tovoy olav brocha. If possible, we should be machmir. Afar pish ikar adin lekula. And if the unaccepted opinion is a kula, that means b'shas adcha kesh mokum lahakel. So therefore, I ask once again, if these two halachas are two sides of the same coin, and both are based on the fundamental difference of understandings, the two different interpretations, what is Tisha B'Av Nidche? Then just like the Mechaber brings the other opinion, Lagabe Shavua Shechal B'Av, Chama should also bring the other opinion, Lagabe Aveles Detzino. My second question is regarding the Ramah. The Ramo clearly disagrees in Tov Kuf Nun Daled with the Psak of the Mechaber regarding Avedas Atzina. So why doesn't he disagree in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph regarding Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av? Ve'im Tim Tzeloimo, according to the Ramo, it's not a relevant question. Because the Ramo does bring that B'nai Ashkenaz are Neyag all the Dilem of Avedas before Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim have the 9 days. Svaradim have Shavua Shechal Bo. According to the Ramah, all the chumras of Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av are 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av, and therefore the question isn't relevant. Now, that is almost correct, but not entirely correct. Because even according to the Ramah and Minhag Ashkenaz, there still is a big difference between Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av and the days preceding Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, Rosh Chodesh till the week. And I just mentioned 4 different halachas. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. We learn in Shechan Aruch that even big day ketalim, you cannot do laundry. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Pei Beis quotes the Chayyodom. This Isser applies only to Shavua Shechal Bo, not to all the 9 days, even according to Ashkenazim. Another Chayodim quoted by the Mishnah Brura, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkot Mem Gimel. So in Shechan Oich Sifei, a Jewish woman cannot clean the garments. She cannot do laundry for non-Jewish people. Once again, we're going to have Mishnah Brura, quoting Chayodim, that is only Shavua Shechalbo, not by the 9 days. Number 3, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud, we learn that a Baal Bris and the Sandik and the other participants in a Bris could eat meat and drink wine. Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Same regarding a Siyam Masechta, it's a Siyam Mitzvah. But only a Minyan Mitzumsam, only those family closest of friends, up to 10 people, not more. Once again, Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot 9 Zayin, and this time he quotes the Nesivis and Derech HaChaim, that is only Shavua Shechalbo. Tishas Hayomim Urmeikel, anybody that participates in the Seder could partake of meat and wine. Number 4, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sifei, Misha Eino Ela Cholok Echod, Bialocha Sif Gimel, not Sifei, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Bialocha says, only Shavua Shechalbo, not Tishas Hayomim. So we have various different halachos, even according to the Ramo, there is a difference. So why doesn't the Ramo voice his opinion against the Psak of the Mechaber regarding Shavua Shechalbo? This would prove that those two halachos are not necessarily two sides of the same coin, and are not based on the fundamental interpretations of Tisha B'Av and Nidche. Now we want to prove clearly, Lav Ha-Bahatalia. The Maharil, Minhoge, Shavuos Betamas V'Tisha B'Av, and the same the Mordechai and Masechet Tanis, Tof Lamedeh on one hand, Tof Reish Lamedes on the other. These two Rishonim maintain, Aveles Detzina, Noheges V'Shabes, the Chumra of the Ramah, regarding Shavua Shechalbo, they are Mekel. There is no Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. According to the first half of today's shiur, this is a stira, this is a contradiction. And this proves these two halachas are not two sides of the same coin, and cannot be. Many times I try to explain to my Talmidim in Koilalim, in yeshivas, the Derech HaLimud, on one hand, this is so important. Every sugya, every halacha you learn, you need to clearly define. Definition is everything. Ha-hagdora hitchilas ha-chochmo v'soifo. And if you have a clear essence and definition, that is the basis of halacha. However, in yeshivas, the tendency is every sufek, every machlokes, to explain based on the fundamentals. Keilu the Machloikis says, an yesoides advorim. And in most cases, that is a mistake. The Sveikis and Machloikis are very nuanced, and usually it's in dakus huinyan, in nuances. And I take our sugya today, our shir, as an example. So the Ksav Sofer says, once the Machloikis regarding Avela Detzina, the most fundamental definition, what is Tisha B'Av Nidche? Is it a technicality of dichui, or is it something essential? Is it because Yoim Hasiri Ba'av Nisraf Rubai Shalheichal? Makes a lot of sense, but I don't think it's correct. To me, there is no other way. There are no two ways. There's only one way. Tisha B'Av Nidche is a technicality, just like Shavuos Betamis or Tzom Gedaliyahu, for a very simple reason. We have no source of the concept of Dichui by Shavuos Betamis and Tzom Gedaliah. We learn these two tzaymes from Tisha B'Av. The only source is Tisha B'Av Shechalies V'Shabes Nitche Liyoyim Rishoin. That's the Mishnah in Megillat Afei. And it is from Tisha B'Av that we learn Shavuos Betamis and Tzom Gedaliah. Im Tim Tzaloimah. that the rationale by Tisha B'Av is Vishum Shabasor of Nisafru Mishalechel. How do we know the same rule applies to Osa B'Tamas and Soim Gedalia? Especially when we realize the Gemara Megillah Hayom Midbeis, Bikish Rabbi Lakor Tisha B'Av, and the Gemara explains we're dealing with Tisha B'Av Shacharis V'Shabbos, and Rabbi's feeling was Kimin Shenitcha Netcha. Who says we need to substitute? Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and we don't fast and we don't mourn. That was Rebbe's Haberman. Chachomim rejected Rebbe's thought, Rebbe's suggestion. But we do find there is a tzad to say Kivin Shenitche Nitche. There is a tzad to say can't fast on Tisha B'Av, we don't fast. It's not a Milsa de Pshita that we fast another day. Then another day steps in as a day of Tzoyim and Avelis. So how could we learn Shavuos HaBetames and Tzoyim Gedalia from Tisha B'Av if the Yesod in Tisha B'Av is a totally different Yesod which doesn't apply to the other days? This proves beyond doubt to me. There is no two drachim. I am aware of Tshuvas HaRashba, which is the most important source. Chelek Aleph Siman Tav Kuf Chav. The Rashba was asked of Avelis that sin, is it Noeg and Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos? The Rashba says no, because it's Nitcha to Sunday. If it's Nitcha, then there are no Dinei Avelis and Tisha B'Av. And especially writes the Rashba, Basira B'Av Nisrafru B'Yishal Hechal. So we find this word in Rashba regarding the din of Avelis that sin of a Tisha B'Av. But when we examine the Rashba thoroughly, he adds on the Svora Oni L'Rav Chedemilta. The basic argument in Svora of the Rashba is it's a Nidche. So all we have is a Svora B'Av. Tisha B'Av is no Aveles, no Tzoyim, nothing. So what is the Mechloikis in both these Halochas? As I indicated a few minutes ago, nuance. So let me try to explain the way I understand the question of Avelis Tetzina. Avelis Tetzina Noig Shabbos. And when a person is an Oval and a family member that passed away, Avelis the Yochid, Avelis is Noig and Shabbos. But that is only because Shabbos is one of the 7 days. Shabbos is the count. Shabbos Yom Avelis do not exclude Shabbos, and therefore there is Avelis in Shabbos, Avelis Tetzina. So the Machmirim say, why would Tisha B'Av Shechalis B'Shabbos be different? The minimum Avelis, that you could be Noeg on Shabbos, you're chayiv to be Noeg on Shabbos. After all, it's Tisha B'Av. The other opinion that's Meikel, and that is Shitta Masach, Shitta Seshochan Oach, the Mechaber, no. It's totally unreasonable that 2 days are days of Avelis, days of mourning. Wasn't what the Nevi'im had in mind. Yes, there is a dilemma. Which of the 2 days should be Yom Avel? Svora B'Av Mishum Shebo Nisafru B'Shalechel, which was Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion, or Halacha L'Maaseh, Rabbi Yochanan is rejected. It's Tisha B'Av. But it's only 1 day. Either Tisha B'Av or Svora B'Av. It's so reasonable that Avelis Tefaresi is only 1 day, Sunday. Tzoyim V'Tanis is only 1 day, and Avelis Tetzina is only 2 days. There are no 2 days, only one. Either Tisha B'Av or Svora B'Av. And therefore, if Tisha B'Av shows up Shabbos, there is no then Avelis. Lock, stock, and barrel. Al kiruboy ikrov. The entire din of Tisha B'Av, kol el choseo proteo v'digdukeo, are a Svora B'Av Sunday and not Tisha B'Av. That is the way I understand this machlokes. In a similar vein, similar but not the same, what's the sofer regarding Shavuos Shechal bo Tisha B'Av? Das hamekelim, which is ikar das haShulchan Aruch. If you mourn on Tisha B'Av, then you always have also have some level of mourning, Shavuos Shechal bo. The Avelis builds up. But if you're not mourning, and Tisha B'Av is not a Yom Avel because it's Shabbos, then Shavua Shechalbo isn't relevant. Shavua Shechalbo is not Chomem Tishabov. Das HaMachmirim is Shavua Shechalbo has nothing to do with the question, are you Noyeg Minagaveles Tishabov or not? Tishabov is Tishabov, and there is no other. Tishabov is the Yom of Churban Abayis. So even when Tishabov is Chal and Shabbos, and therefore we're not Noyeg Aveles, and we don't fast, doesn't change the very fact that this is the week of Churban Habayis. Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, we're Noyeg Aveles, because it's Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. It is the week preceding the day of Churban Habayis, whether you fast on that day or not. So even when Tisha B'Av Chal Yes B'Shabbos, Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is not dependent on Aveles the Tisha B'Av befoal. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is the week preceding the day Shabo Nisraf Ha'eichal V'Chorav Beis Midoshenu V'Sifrateinu. That would be my understanding. But I do want to go back 15 minutes and share with you another machshava, another thought. Maybe the two fundamental interpretations of Tisha B'Av Nidches and Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. I started today's shiur with the Brais and Talis of Choftes, the story of Tisha B'Av. V'Shvi Shabbav Nechnas Oivim Leichel V'Yochlo V'Kilkalo. The same story we find in Yerushalmi, not in Talis but in Megillah Daf Hei Omid Beis. What context? As I mentioned before, Purim Magdimim, Tisha B'Av Ma'achrim. And then the Yerushalmi tells the story of Tisha B'Av, and I wonder, why in Megillah not in Tanis? Aveles is in Moed Kotten. Tzoyim is in Tanis. Megillah is a happy Mesechta. What does that have to do with Tisha B'Av? It's just one mention of Tisha B'Av in Mesechet Megillah. Purim Magdimim, Tisha B'Av Ma'achrim. So why do Chazal and Yerushalmi bring this Braisa in Megillah? If not, they want to convey a message. The reason Tisha B'Av Ma'achrim is because Hoyu Doilek V'Hoylech Kol Hayoim Kuloi V'Rubei Shaleich Al Nisraf B'Yud B'Av. So maybe this fundamental question would be a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Three great Gedolim from Poland, Galicia and Lithuania deal with the very same question, which is a fascinating discussion. Kotten Shehiglo Moitzoi Shabbos Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Child, a boy has his bar mitzvah, Moitzoi Shabbos. Is he chayef to fast on Sunday? A fundamental rule in Tashlimin is Misha pota be'ikar azman, pota b'tashlumin. Misha chayef be'ikar azman, yesh lo tashlumin. This is a Gemara, Sugi in Chagiga, Chiga B'Yom Rishon V'Nisvateach. It's a fundamental rule in Korbonos, Tfilos. If you skipped one tefillah, you have to shlumin by the next tefillah. Mesechet Pesachim Tzadik Gimel Omed Aleph, Pesach Sheni, according to Rav Nosson, it's tashlumin. And therefore, Kotten Shigla Ben Shnei Pesachim, Geshen Esgai Ben Shnei Pesachim, so what's the din of a child that becomes a mitzvah moitzoi Tisha B'Av Shechali is b'Shabbos? Chuvas Avnei Nezer Or Chaim Tov Chavav Gdol Gedolei Poilin Marsham Gimel Shin Samach Gimel Demachan. The Marsham was the giant of his generation. Gdol Gedolei Galicia Poisek Ador. Number 3, Divrei Malkiel Chelekei Semekuf Lamed. One of the greatest poiskim in Lithuania, but he had a contemporary Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, specter of the Be'er Yitzchak, and he was definitely on par, a Ben Giloi of the Divrei Malkiel. These three gedolim alor mefalpel. It depends on the two fundamental approaches. Biurim. If Tisha B'Av is Nidche just like any other Nidche, then Sunday is Tashlumin. So the boy would be Potter Melesanis. But if Sunday stands in its own merit, and if we don't fast on Tisha, but we do on Sunday, Shaboy Nisaf Rubishal Echel, then the boy would be Chayiv. So I have a problem, because according to my fundamental understanding that I just shared with you, my precious Talmidim, I don't think that is a Mahalach at all, as I explained. I think it's Poshet Tisha B'av Nitra is no different than Shavos HaMetames or Tzoyim Gedalia. But on the other hand, I think this is a mistake. Nitcha lechud, tashlumin lechud. And Nitcha has nothing to do with tashlumin. The basic difference is, tashlumin is always coincidental and personal. Nitcha is not coincidental and definitely not personal. Pesach Sheni is Misho Yotomo v'derech rechoiko. Each and every one. It's a din on the Yochid and totally coincidental. Hoyetoma obederech rechoike. Just transpired. It's coincidence. The same if a person couldn't bring a korban yom tov, he has 7 days. Person skipped the tefillah. Nitcha is not personal and it's not coincidental. Nitcha is lekol beis Yisrael. Mekzei olam va'ad ketzeihu. And it's not mere coincidence. When the Nevi'im were Metak and Dalat Zoynes, they were fully aware, that by statistical understanding, every year or so, or year and a half, one of the Zoynes will fall on Shabbos. What will they do then? Nitche. So a child that becomes B'mitzvah Moitzei Shabbos, Chayev lehis anois im kol beis Yisrael mekatzei oilem vaad katzei yom. And nitcha and tashlumen are two different concepts. V'loi koroiv zel ze kol ha-layla v'gam lo kol ha-yom. Not only kol ha-layla. And that is my fundamental understanding in this sugya. So I think this is a fascinating discussion. Afoichbo v'hapoichbo. Next week, Be'ezus Hashem, we will deal with Talmud Torah Tisha B'Av Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. Is there more room to be makel for people that aren't feeling well, for cholim? So the more detailed Halacha L'Maaseh will be next week. But I want to go back to the pasuk I quoted at the very beginning of today's year. Divrei Hanavi, Tzoyim Haravi V'Tzoyim Hachamishi Tzoyim Hashvi V'Tzoyim Asiri. Yula Beis Yehuda L'Sosen U'L'Simcha L'Moyedim Toivim V'Hu Emes V'Sholem Ha'Evu. What is the kesher, the connection between the Reisha and the Sefer? We understand the Reisha. It's a tefillah, hope, prophecy, promise. The days will be transformed to days of joy and glory. When will that be? So the Navi says, I can't tell you when, but I'll tell you how. Everybody knows the Maamar Chazal. Kol dor shulai nivna beis mikdash biyomav. If we would be sitting right now in the same room, I would challenge you. Kol dor shulai nivna beis mikdash biyomav. Keilu. Pume de insha. Margalo befu mehen derabona vetalmideyom. People would say, keilu chorav biyomav. That's a mistake. That is a mama which is nowhere in Chazal. The real formulation is in Yerushalmi, Megillah Dafei. Not Megillah, rather Yome Dafei. Kol dor shel nivna beis hamikdash biyom av malan olav keilu hu hechrivo. Far harsher language. Because when you say kilachora biyom av, it transpired. It happened. Very sad that it happened. But it just happened. It didn't just happen. Someone bears responsibility. And whenever I quote this Yerushalmi, I give a mushal. Present day mushal. Mother leaves the house for 5 minutes and she tells her kinderlach, I'm just going down to the local makolet to buy a carton of milk. Behave. I don't want to find a balagan when I get back. 5 minutes later, she steps into the house. The beautiful big living room window is 1,000 pieces, glass all over the house. The vase, flower pot on the table, broken to bits, and the entire room is swimming in water. The door of the fridge is open and the cheesecake is upside down on the table. And the mother angrily asks, I told you to behave. Who did it? And all the kids, Koil Echod, Ki Ish Echod, Belev Echod, nobody did it. It happened. It happened by itself. And mother says it didn't happen. Flower pots don't jump off tables. Cheesecakes don't open the door and fly out of the fridge. And windows don't decide on their own to break. Someone did it, and I want to know who. So when we say, Ke'ilu Chorov B'yomav, it happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, didn't just happen. Someone did it. And I know who. Kol Dor Shel Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav, Ke'ilu Hu Hechrivo. And why is that? It's so simple and so profound. By human beings, it's far easier to watch over and maintain a building than rebuild it after it imploded and fell apart. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the same, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows no difficulty. Rashi and Tosfos, three sources in Shas, Roshona Sanhedrin, Sukkah Mem Aleph. Rashi and Tosfos maintain, Abayis Hashlishi Yered Eish Min HaShemayim. So the moment we will deserve a Beis HaMikdash, and will we be fitting for a Beis HaMikdash, we will have one. If we don't have one, it's only because we don't deserve one, because we're not fitting to have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Ki'ilu Hu Hechrivo. So if we are the ones that bear responsibility for the Chorban, we also bear responsibility for the Binyan. How do we build a Beis HaMikdash? I think it goes without saying. When we will analyze and understand what caused the Chorban, you need to fix what you broke, rectify the avelis that brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That is the way we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So what brought about the Chorban? Twice in Shas, above Metzia and Dom Pei Aleph, Al Mu Avda Ha'oretz, Dov Ezad Nishalach HaChomem Lenaviyem Velo Pirshu, Ad She'omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Al Ozva Misterosi, Shalei Baruch Hu B'Toyre Tchilo, and the Ran, on the spot in the Durham explains, it's not about Berchus HaToyre, it's about the reason they didn't say Berchus HaToyre. Lo Yehoysu HaToyre Chashuva B'Neim Velo Asku Ba'Lishma. It was a lack of Ahavas Torah, for appreciation for Torah. What caused the destruction of Bayis Sheni? Yomid Av Tetan Bavli, Yomid Av Hevi Yerushalmi. What caused Churban Bayis Sheni? Sin as Chinam. So the Navi says, you want to know when these days of mourning will be transformed to days of joy, of glory? I could tell you how. It's up to you to define when. Vo emes vasholem aevu. Ein emes elo toira. Toirasenu agdoi shehi toiras emes. When you will learn to love and appreciate toira. Vahasholem aevu. And instead of sin as chinem was brought about chorm, you should have a havas chinem, which will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It is then that we will all be zoicha bekorav b'yameinu. שצויים הרביעי וצויים החמישי, צויים השביעי וצויים העשירי, ויהיו לבייס יהודו, לסוסיין ולשמחו ולמיידים טובים.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111